are other people on your side.
Yeah.
Does that mean you're able to do it? There are no limitations, time or anything else. If you want to do it enough, can you just do it?
Well, yes, in a way, yes, the answer, yes, but you mustn't have the idea that as soon as you get here, everything in the garden is lovely, or whatever you wish automatically comes to you. Everything has to be earned. Happiness has to be earned. It's not something that just falls into your lap because you sit there twiddling your thumbs thinking about it.
I mean the capacity to work, Katie.
Do what?
The capacity to work over there. You will have as much as you need to do what you wish to do. Is that reasonable?
You will only ever receive that which you deserve. And you have to make the effort. And although you might be helped and guided, you've still got to work it out yourself.
I'm talking about the work you do on your side, Hinky.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, will you have the capacity to do it if you want to do it enough?
Yes.
That's very neat.
Yes, of course you've got the capacity within yourself to achieve anything that is good or worthwhile.
Yes.
It's the only thing that matters, the only thing that lasts. That's what makes eternity a reality. Mm. It's because it's all something fresh and exciting, new, but round the corner, as it were. If eternity consisted of knowing all the answers and sitting on the right hand of God, what a bloody bore that would be.
I mean,
if it's a matter of
fluttering
around and singing hymns,
I
don't
know
what it is. Is the fact that there's always something fresh, new and exciting, something wonderful to discover, even no matter how perfected you may become or think you've become, there's still more to realise, there's more to understand, there's more to discover. This is what the reality of all the varying conditions and spheres of life. People talk about the sixth sphere or the seventh sphere. It's a load of rubbish, but the point is there are millions of different stages of evolution, and you pass from stage to stage or from phase to phase according to your gradual evolution and development. You assimilate all you can in one experience and then you go to another. This is what makes life a reality and a tolerant and understandable thing. And some of your relations may not reach as high as you've got, and you may hang back and help them, like the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan is the man who reaches the peak in a sense, but he may take much longer because he thinks of others en route. The person who's selfish and rides on, couldn't care less about those by the wayside, he's not the one that when he gets there will find the gates open. He'll find him have to go around the back way and then won't get in.
So,
that's
Mickey,
what life is all about, Mickey, isn't it?
Mickey?
Yeah.
Living it to the full.
Did you do any of the musical effects yourself? You know, playing the trumpet?
Oh, well, one or two bits and pieces. Yeah. But the other kids had a bash. Well,
yeah, I thought they were.
I'm disappointed there are no bagpipes here.
Oh, well, I'm relieved personally. Scottish, but I don't really think that one could ever consider them a musical instrument.
They're still registered, you know, as
they may be all registered, so as they make sure they know where they all are. No, jokes apart, love, I wouldn't hurt your feelings, because I suppose bagpipes are quite marvellous, really, but it always has a tummy aching sound. But that's because I don't understand it.
So we have another song.
I like the Joanna and the violin and the cello and all that, but I suppose it's a primitive instrument, ain't it?
Oh, yes, very early instrument.
Yeah, I like Scotch people. I think they're nice. They make nice things, I think. They're very clever, aren't they?
Have you got any more children then?
They make whiskey.
Well, I don't know about whiskey. Mm.
And porridge with nice lumps in it.
Nice lumps.
And a nice haggis, Mick.
Are there any more children there, Mickey?
No, there's no kids here, but you see... what?
Are there any more children who would like to come into the party?
Well, I must say, they're enjoying themselves in their own way. It's your full part, they've all due respect. I mean, you're getting in a serious mood. are you, Billinghurst?
How dare you talk about that?
Well, what's wrong with it?
That's all right.
Poor old Bertie Bassett. You all right?
Yeah. It's all right.
Well, is he a liquid also?
Well, he's a sweet man. I'm very fond of old Bertie.
Well, don't say that like that.
No, but you are a nice chap.
Of course I am.
Your missus sends her love to you.
Thanks, Mickey.
Well, not really here to give personal messages, no. But she's been beside you all night.
I sort of felt really just
she keeps her eye on you.
Yeah, what for?
Well,
don't bring that up in your face.
No, she loves you.
Yeah, well, I love you. Thanks, Mickey.
Good job you're not on Earth at the moment, Mickey. Things are pretty grim down here now.
Yeah, do you think it's going to get sorted out, Mickey?
Oh, don't let the Christmas party. Jingle bells,
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, riding through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what another day, la-la-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yes, they're toffees. Thank you, thank you. Send some up the back, Nikki.
Nikki,
that is a light
in my
eye. Yeah, it's getting a bit dim.
On my head. Mick, can I ask you?
What?
How's old Jim Hawkins keeping along?
Oh, he's all right.
Is he all right?
If he leaves here, they'll take it away.
Thanks for the chocolates, Mick.
Oh, you're lucky. I've only got a toffee.
What about the other one?
No, there's something
else. We'll have a good old look around, see what's on the floor. Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle all the day. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la,
how
la,
does
la,
that song go about the sleigh ride?
Oh, it's too difficult.
Lucky me!
You've got a flipping glove!
Well, on your left,
yeah, you have to sing that song on his bed.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, it sounded like a bell.
Come say bang the light. La 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 la. Oh, there's something to do with my man, there's something there. The man, the man, the dog, the lamb, the man, the tomorrow's man. La la la.
Ha ha ha!
and go with you in Lumberland, the best in all the land. Go, Tennessee, Tennessee, to the foot, the music is something grand. Oh, dead in Bill, in our voices, McNamara's band. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Something is being ripped to pieces. I'm sorry, everybody who wrapped parcels up, but actually they can be unwrapped. We should have. We should have. Absolutely, yes. Hello? You've got a dolly.
Oh, you've got a dolly.
Are you taking it out of box?
Oh, I can help with it quickly.
Is it pretty?
No. Yourself, she's out and it's gone out.
Teddy bears are full of
wise.
That's right.
I can have one of the dollies, but I don't
There's a dolly on my lap, darling. Take it if you want
no,
it.
No, that is yours. I won't take that from you, ma'am.
How could
no, I've got a dolly over here.
Well, there is a dolly by the teddy bear, isn't there, in another box?
Oh, I know. But that's not the same one.
Isn't it?
No, that was opened by that other boy. Oh. And he gave it to the lady.
Oh, what a shame.
But I think the teddy one. The pink paper. I love the other dolly.
It's a very nice dolly on the lady's lap next to me. That's a real pretty one.
Yes, a pink, pretty.
What was that you said? What was that you just said, ma'am?
I said there's a lovely, pretty dolly on the lap of the lady that's sitting next
sure,
to me.
Sure, I know. I and saw it, but I thought that was hers.
No, you can have it. I'd like you to have it.
Oh, should you? If I may, I'll have it.
Yes, I'd love you to, dear. Shall I put it on the floor?
Yes, all right.
All right.
But I'll let you have the teddy bear if you like.
I'll save that for this. Let the little boy have that.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the floor, dear.
You want this, or don't you? You don't have to have it if you don't want it.
No, dear. I'll leave it for the little boy.
Oh, I bet.
How did you find out about this party, Patricia?
Oh, I knew about this a week or two ago.
Did you?
Sure. I came with several other friends.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty good.
Have you been...
But I'm not so sure about that girl.
I put it there for you.
I prefer to have the pink one. Well, I'm very grateful.
Have you been enjoying the party for ever since we started?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
My name is Bran.
Oh.
You've never heard of that name before?
No.
Haven't you?
Oh. I've never heard of that name before.
Hmm.
Are you American, Patricia?
Well, yeah, but, not really. Not now.
No.
Over here, you see, we're all different.
It doesn't matter, does it?
But we're all one.
That's right.
But you lived in America when you were...
For a time.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
But my papa and my mama came from Canada.
Oh, Canada.
And I went to America.
Uh-huh.
My papa, he had his job change.
Where did you live in Canada, Patricia?
Ottawa.
Ottawa?
Well, that's where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't stay there very long, because Papa went and Mama went away.
Oh.
I wish I had more time. I'd like that very much, but I don't think somehow I'll be able to keep that. I think I'd better leave her.
Leave what?
I think I'd better leave the dolly.
No, you have.
I don't really
have
need it. I just came here to see what it was all about. I just don't think it's very necessary for me to stay here. I think I will.
Well, what do you think about it now you're here?
All right. I'm sort of getting used to it now. It's this business of speaking through this box, you know. I suppose if my mom gets in the hang of it, it's not so bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can hear you
better.
I don't know, you know. It's just one of those things, I suppose. When you really get in the habit of speaking through a thing like this, you can speak much better.
Mm-hmm. Where were you living in...
You
said Mickey. Is he good looking or is he a bit
off? Oh, sure, for a boy, he's quite decent.
Mickey's got a fan club over there.
What colour hair has he got, Patricia?
Oh, sort of carroty colour.
And what colour is yours? What colour is your hair?
My hair's black.
Oh.
That's
Can you remember what part of the...
See, we had... Well, I don't know how to explain this to you, but on my father's side of the family, we were sort of part Italian.
Mm-hmm.
You see, my mama too, she had been, her mama's mama had come from Europe. I suppose really, when you think about it, I'm sort of a bit of this and a bit of that.
Yeah.
And I'm a sort of a mixed so-and-so. Over here, it doesn't matter who you are or what you are. It's just that you're somebody and, you know, you're a really nice person and that's all that really matters, you know.
That's right.
That's not easy.
Over here, it's so much nicer because, you know, everyone's friendly and everyone's happy and everyone means well, you know. I suppose you do on Earth too, but I wouldn't want to come back.
But you probably didn't want to.
I feel so much more at ease now. I've got the habit of speaking through this box thing. Mm. I guess once you really get used to it, you can really talk decent, you know.
But
I do think you've made a wonderful job here. All these wonderful things, and I guess you'd send them all to the hospital.
That's right, yes.
Well, I will take something back, but...
you do that.
I won't care, you know.
Can you tell us, Patricia, whereabouts in America you lived when you moved with Daddy and Mummy?
Oh, we went to Arkansas.
Arkansas?
You know where that is?
Well, I have a vague idea.
You see, we had four moles.
Uh-huh.
We had four moles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My father, he was in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite a clever man.
Really? Mm.
Have you been in spirit a long time?
Oh, I don't know now. What's the date?
1973, dear.
Oh, gee, I say, yeah, sure. I've been here now about 6 years. I don't know, what's the date?
You lose sense of time.
We had an automobile crash.
Did we?
Yeah, on the highway.
And Mummy and you all went over together?
Oh, no,
no. Yes. Just
no,
you
my
and...
mama, she married.
Oh, your mama is still alive?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that, oh, well.
It was to be, huh?
No, still. I want my friend to come. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
That's lovely.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You enjoying yourself?
I'm so peaceful, I'm very happy, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be here.
Yes.
I do think it is very nice, very interesting.
Have you seen a present that you would like?
Yeah, I like Stolich,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know which is upside down, too.
I think there's some other interesting things besides dolls. You have a good
Jacko is here.
Jacko is here.
Jacko is here too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you do Jacko.
No, is he a friend of yours?
Jacko.
He's a friend of yours, is he? Hello, Jacko?
Jabo.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Have you seen anything that you like?
As much as we, it is an impossible thing, obviously, for every individual soul, every individual child, to make a contact in a varied kind of way. We have intended to give you some idea of the power that is generated. Of course, this could not be possible if it were not for the additional power that is contributed by each one of you. You do not perhaps perceive yourselves as instruments of this Abaddon. You do not realize of the potential that is within. Every individual has latent dormant the power that can be utilized, that can be generated, and be made manifest in other ways, such as tonight. The medium is supplied, obviously, a great proportion, but we are also very conscious of the fact that each one of you made a contribution mentally, psychically, physically, and spiritually. I think it must be at times extremely difficult for you in your world to appreciate the manifold complexities of this communication. There are times when we just cannot make contact. There are times when it's impossible for us to break the barrier that separates temporarily in two worlds. But this I can assure you, each one of you, though you may feel, some of you, that your contribution is slight, it is not necessarily so. Sometimes those who appear to do least or give less perhaps do much more than they realize. And to those of you who are patiently, perseveringly endeavoring to serve in whatever form, we give you our blessings. We assure you of every attempt on our part to assist you. There are many souls here that you know not, others that you know of, some near and dear, some far removed from you in regard to themselves as its souls, conditions of life, far remote and removed from material things, who are waiting, anticipating the opportunity that may well present itself at some time in the not so far distant future to impress and inspire you. We realize that we are committed. We are committed to assist in every way that it is possible to comfort those who mourn, to uplift those who, through the vicissitudes of material life, are heavy laden, to the sick and the suffering, we bring relief from pain that we may not always be able to cure. We assist to the best of our ability that they shall be to some extent made whole. But we must see each other, and we must see this great realization of truth and God's purpose for mankind in the correct light. Everything that we do has a meaning, has a purpose. Even the most trivial of things has a reason and a purpose behind it. For some people it is essential that some simple measure, some simple thing, may merely mean on the surface of that moment of time something that is not vitally important, but it has a purpose, it interests, it arouses curiosity, it sets a person's foot on the path. We must always remember that those who would rise to the heights of the spirit oft times must be shown what are termed signs and wonders. Christ separated from the material body. Nevertheless, when he was so, was able to perform what the world terms miracles. When I say he was separated from the material, I'm referring to the fact that all those who term themselves spiritualists or psychic or mediums, if they are to achieve any manifestation of the power of the spirit, must to some extent separate themselves from the material they must realize the power within themselves is such that they can manifest this power and utilize it, and they can bring into being such forces far beyond perhaps your realization. Nothing is impossible to the power of the Spirit. Christ said that all these things which I do, ye can do also. And it is true. All the great teachers, the prophets of the past, all the great philosophers knew of these things. There is no death, only that which seems so. We are not separated from you. If we are separated, it is through the ignorance that men have while yet upon earth of the laws of nature and the laws of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit that can be generated in such a way that all things become possible. Nothing is impossible to the Spirit. If you yourselves understand yourselves, have the patience to develop the gifts of the Spirit latent dormant within you, do not doubt. It is human and natural at times to doubt. And of course we do realize that one may well be justified in the initial stages of inquiry into this great truth, that doubts will occur. There will be moments when you're unsure and uncertain. But if you are patient, if you search well and diligently and openly in your heart and your mind, you shall see with the clarity of vision as you've never seen. And truly you shall hear with the ears of the Spirit, and you shall be blessed. Have no doubts, no fears, no qualms. Go forth into the material world of flesh. Know that we are ever beside you, guiding your footsteps, if you will but allow us to do so. We do not ask that we should live your lives. That would not be right. Neither would it be possible. Call upon us when you need us, or in great trouble or strife. Around you depresses and holds you fast to material things. Know that if you call upon us, we will come. We will help you, we will uplift you to the best of our ability. But do not forget that sometimes it is essential for mistakes to be made, for it is sometimes necessary to learn through mistake. Do not expect the path should be easy, for the path of the Spirit is never easy. There are those who feel oftentimes, because they have this truth and knowledge, that they are in a sense privileged beyond others, which in some senses may well be true. But it does not mean that it's necessary, because you understand these things and are in tune and touch with us, that your life will be made smooth. You still oftentimes have to have vicissitude and complexity in your personal life. It would not necessarily be possible nor right that we should ease often the burden, though we may strive to do so. For those who would take upon themselves serving the Spirit and doing the will of the Spirit, like Jesus and all the great prophets and teachers of old, knew only too well that the more you give out in love and in spirit and in truth, in a sense, the more in some ways you will find problems and difficulties mounting, the path will not be easy, but it will be sure, it will be direct, it will be true, and it will be fruitful, and it will bring you lasting happiness which the world cannot give. These things of which we speak, which we bring to you in love, we bring to you freely, for we are your brothers. We are your friends. We are those who come in great love to serve humanity. We know of your needs, and they are many. As the year approaches, go forward with a sure step that you are not walking the path alone, that we are with you, and the power of the Spirit will ever be there to uplift you, to guide you, and inspire you if you would perceive that which we endeavor to give to you. Whatever form it may take, whatever your mediumship may be, know that it is a great value, that it can bring joy and happiness to many. Many can be comforted. Many can be brought out of the darkness into the light. Each one performs his or her task that is allotted to the best of his or her ability. Do not doubt your faith. sometimes seem to fail, but it is not so. Realize that sometimes what appears to be a failure is only a tentative breach, as it were, or perhaps a halting where it is necessary for you, yourself, to be be given newer strength, to be renewed with power, that you may take a step further on the path. Sometimes you will come up against what you term, as it seems, a war, and you cannot make a move or a step this way or that. This may also be necessary. Sometimes it is essential that you should learn through these things which seem setbacks. Do go forward with us in strength and in love and in harmony, and we shall not fail you. Be patient with yourselves. Be patient with us, because sometimes we ourselves are not always able to achieve or do what we intended, and indeed what we may have promised. Sometimes we are held up by conditions beyond your knowledge and our control. But where there is love, where there is understanding, where there is tolerance, where there is patience, where there is perseverance, and where there is the true realization of that which we are trying to do, breaking as we do the barriers of the flesh, breaking down the barriers between the two worlds, know that we shall strive together in harmony and in darkness, we shall achieve, for that which we do, my friends, is greater than ourselves. We are but the instruments as you are. Let us be truly worthy to be called instruments of the Most High. May the peace and the love of the Spirit be with you, now and always, and may God go with you on the path of righteousness and truth. Farewell.
God bless you.
I have to go now. It's been a sort of mixed party, but it's been nice. At least I've enjoyed it. Anyway, my love and God bless
everyone.
Although the new year starts gloomy, I think it will cheer up.
Bye-bye.
Lots of love.